Hello, thank you for being with us here in the New Life Educational Series with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello. Hello, Nitzan Mazoz. We want to learn along with you from Rav Lightman how to take all the relationships in our lives to a new place where we're connected, where the relations between us bring us good and joy in life instead of pain and endless conflict. To understand how to do this at a practical level, away from the slogans, we try in each of these discussions to focus on a certain aspect of our lives. And from there, we can always take insight to the rest of our relationships. For example, today we're going to focus on the family unit and on the relations between brothers, but we're going to go into depth about the communications between brothers, which is completely similar to communications between people in general outside the house. As parents, we're going to do this conversation for the good of the parents. If we know as parents how to help our children build correct relations in the house, for sure it will serve them as well outside the home, and it will help them in everything they do in school, in nursery school, in the business world, and even in their future family. It can also help us as parents to know how to relate properly to the people around us. Every time we speak about relations, it's a tiny thing that has an entire world inside of it. Be with us. There'll be a lot to take from this discussion. Needs to get us into the discussion. Our topic today is this rich world that's called communication, or sometimes lack of communication. It ranges between jealousy and good relations between brothers. We know as parents that the moments when we're happy and full of pleasure are moments when our kids get along well together and have a good connection, they understand one another. And on the other hand, the moments where we feel difficulty and sometimes even pain is when we see our kids are arguing and don't understand each other and sometimes even do things to each other. We stand on the side and we don't know what to do with it. I can also say that many times as a mother, we take responsibility for the situation and the connection between the brothers, because in some place we understand. Let's put it like this. A mother that sees that her children don't get along well, she thinks or feels it's the failure of her education that she gave. Many parents would really, really like to see how it's possible to build the home, the family, in such a manner that it will influence having a good connection between the brothers. You can also say that the connection between them is very dynamic. One day they get along great and everything's wonderful, and the next day it all turns upside down. They're arguing and violence and everything. There's something here that's very dynamic and changing all the time. It's not constant. And this is what we wanted to talk with you about today. So maybe the first question about communication between brothers, what's the importance, what's the great importance that a child has inside the system of communication precisely between brothers? Look, people, I have something to say about what I'm hearing. I'm here in the integral education. To develop the system of integral communication between human beings. In this connection between people that we'll need to learn for our near future. Now we're in this process that nature is obligating us to transition from the old paradigm, the old economic system, technological system, and industrial system, social system, the family also in that, of course, education and everything, all these systems that we built between us. All together, all these communication systems that we had, let's say they were capitalistic systems. By definition, or you can no longer say post-modernistic. And now we're transitioning to some new state. That's why the world is in a crisis, in education, relations between couples, brothers, sisters, and in general, people and citizens in the country and people in the world. Everything is in some type of revision now. where we're headed, what we need to change. Of course, that entire system of communication that we had before is over. The fact that we're still holding on to it and don't see the future is just making things more difficult for us, because we are bankrupt from the previous situation. If the previous situation does not switch to the new situation, then it's for our detriment. Everything good comes in its time. Let's say we lived well together in one apartment as a couple. Everything was great, and now it's over. We're not a couple. And we have to stay in the same apartment, even though we can't stand each other. But let's say there's nowhere else for us to go. It's impossible. In other words, the more that we carry on and want to drag out the previous situation, and that apart from extending all the negativeness, all the negative perceptions that we have from the previous situation, we're also making them deeper. So our crisis is also deepening, apart from drawing it out, instead of going into something new. Therefore, now we're building the new situations. Just this building is recognition of evil, what was bad, what could be good, to what extent this good can be implemented or cannot be implemented, this good relationship system, etc. So we're now in a state where we're verifying what we need to reach according to our attributes, another input that we don't know, but we're all in this transition. And in this transition, we see that people don't know what to do. They're looking for all kinds of advice from all kinds of directions. Also about this painful point about the relations between brothers. That's on one hand. And why am I still dedicating time to this? Because, in my opinion, according to my profession, to the extent that I understand the situation, we all have to reach a state that is relations between brothers. We're all brothers, as it says in the Bible, the whole world. And the whole world is apparently from the same mother and father. And there's a connection between us, and this connection is obligating us from above. This is how we were born and developed. And now we're in a situation like between brothers. Each of us wants to control and to talk first to mother and father and get attention and ride on the other and reject them and feel that fulfilled and satisfied with that. These are natural urges that we have from the previous situations, but we need to see the new situation, that the new situation in the entire world, that we all need to correct the situation. If we want to truly, not with some family, one case here or there that they're watching our show on TV, but rather that we have to, we're talking in a global manner, we have no choice. If we do not organize an environment that supports precisely the relations between us, we won't have a good relationship. Same goes for those kids. If we don't organize an environment that is always encouraging them to have the right connection, they won't connect. Because according to nature, everyone wants to eat the other, to control and ride him. And the next situation is, again, like I'm saying, we're all one family. I'm not even talking about Israel. I'm talking about the entire world. We're advancing in this manner. We're all one family. We're all brothers, sisters, truly as close as possible. Not necessarily uncles, cousins, and all that that are in the family. No. We are all truly as coming out of the same mother and father. That's it. So you're describing a situation where at the end of the day we all have to read a situation of love of brothers between us. Right now we're in hatred. So first of all, we're in hatred. I'm looking at what you said now as a mother, as a parent. And I'm trying to understand how I, as a mother, can influence my family. I understand that you have a narrow outlook, and that's what you're interested in. It's not just that it's interesting. I think I don't believe that I can influence something big. But I want you to understand that you are as a small detail in a very big problem, and that it's impossible to truly solve it. The individual and general are equal here in the correction. That's why I want us to have a wider perspective slightly. And not that you're just looking at the family and that there's two kids arguing. Ay, ay, ay. We're in a global problem, a problem of the entire humanity, that what they're missing a connection between brothers, between everyone. And this is a big problem. That's why I'm willing to sit and speak, because of that. It's like a school or something. Still, kids, why were we given brothers still? In the family unit, maybe it's some type of school. We spoke of the sons of Jacob and this whole issue. We spoke about Jacob and Esav. It's precisely the whole thing starts with having a connection between us and this connection above us, from having the same father. It's obligating us, because brothers, there's nothing I can do. And this connection obligates me. And if I'm going according to this connection, I'm obligated to connect properly with my brother. If this connection doesn't obligate me, that there's someone above me, then I don't care about having the same father. Then I go against my brother, and I'm prepared to destroy him, like Esav and Jacob. Our question for now is correct, that we are now in the revelation of the natural connection between all of us, that we're in the global world that's showing us that there's a connection between every single person to the extent that we're brothers and we have no choice. We are obligated to this connection. So let's go to the issue of the small family. I see it's too much for you. But just so you know, when I'm talking, in front of me I have a wide system of a family of 7 billion. I'm not dealing with a small family, but the same laws and the same attitude approach is necessary. So in this lack of connection, there's many levels and perspectives. We want to start from a point that's very small, and I'm sure that every parent knows it, which is called bugging each other. There's a desire always to bug the brother. It can be the older one bugging the little one, or the opposite, the little brother bugging the older brother. We want to understand what this is, this bugging. Is it part of the communication between them? Is it something that can be prevented? Why does it happen? In our courses, I would recommend for integral education or the integral system of communication, I would recommend filming all the things that exist between children, and not just bring them to these courses, but to all our other courses where we're learning about human nature. So we'll know how we relate to one another. what one child wants to do to another, especially when they're brothers, is precisely what happens between everyone. Just we're not really discovering it, but the urges are the same urges. Until you correct the evil inclination, it will remain. So we do it in a different way, with lawyers, with weapons, with all kinds of things, but it's the same thing. Therefore, the entire system of relations between us in human society is built according to what we truly are as brothers, and we really want to bug each other like two kids in a family. And just as we build between us all kinds of systems, it's just to truly not be like those in the family that are in a war, throwing things at each other and cursing each other and want to punish each other. To make a long story short, the entire system, the systems that we have, police, judicial systems, it all exists just to slightly distance us from one another and sweeten things. So truly, we need to understand that there's no chance to succeed in relations between kids if the adults don't give them an example and really a powerful example that will obligate them to see really a highlighted example that this is how things are between us. That the child goes with his father, with the entire family, or goes to events where we're all connecting, that we're actually protecting the situation the way it was once upon a time in tribes and clans, in a society where we were all one family, and there was no such thing because the children were among the parents and they showed them in a natural manner the good connection between them, that there's no competition, there's no such thing as one person hating another person, but rather everyone's in their place, and then kids would know how to relate to it. We see also now, we see in research in primitive societies that that's how it is there. So until it truly won't be some atmosphere in our general society, yes, we'll be able to somehow educate people, but the influence of the big world around us that's all competitive and hatred and all those things, these bad relations between everyone, looking down on other people, it's all limping along. It could get a bit softer, but to really reach a good solution, we can. The more that the society is modern, there's a greater and greater problem, that's clear. Today, we don't even want to hear about a proximity to the family. You're born and that's it. Maybe not in a moment, but say at the age of 8 or 9, if he could maintain himself by himself, he would run away from home. I see it on kids today. They can't stand it that someone's above them. can't stand having someone beside him that is showing him the way. He can't stand this relationship because I have parents. I have to love him, otherwise they will treat me well, they won't treat me well, they're obligating me. Meaning, if I'm obligated to do something, to arrange my things, to get a good mark, that's me. That's me towards the system. Okay, fine. But the fact that I have to love someone, that's up till then. That's above my the ability of the little person. Therefore, the question is like this. If we're advancing toward it, if we're approaching it, we have to do it in a very systematic, delicate, gradual manner, and to truly understand that here we can bend him, and this bending will remain in him for the rest of his life, like you take a piece of steel and you bend it. That remains with him for life. You can't force kids. You mean this entire process of building the correct relations between kids from the side of parents has to come not through force, but in a gentle and gradual manner. That's what you're saying, yes. And in general, what you're describing now, you gave a description. I just understood the greatness of the responsibility of the parent. Because actually, between brothers or inside the house, there's a model of a mini society, a small society, that all the revelations that are in the home between brothers, more or less, are becoming more sophisticated when kids get older, but it's the same exact elements. They just become more sophisticated, just in a way that things won't stand out. If we're talking about an integral society, meaning general, that each individual belongs to the general and the general belongs to each individual, that we all belong to this connection, then it's not possible that if we go out to the public that we won't correct the individual. It will always be. I also have a problem. I'll make kids as many as I have. I'll make really ideal kids. They'll all be able to connect, and then what's going to happen next? They go out to the world, and there, it's the strongest succeeds, and the one that lies. Maybe I'm making them people that will look really sick and not developed, not even suited for that same environment that they need to go out to. We need to gradually correct our children, gradually, and also look after the greater society in the same way. So let's take what you said. Now, I understand that you're describing something, let's say it's some constancy of education. You can't educate the kid in one way at home, and then in school he gets a completely different education. So let's say at the systematic level of school, it's a different discussion. But now, assuming that my child is going to go to a school that's really going to teach according to this method, I still have a role at home. I don't think I need to put my kid just in school and the school will look after him. That's what they usually do, people, but we're talking about a good addition. So let's talk from there. Let's say there's some system like that. I want to look at this point of bugging each other. Let's go into the psychology behind it. Because lots of people have an approach, why does one child bug the other one? Let's say the big one. Let's say the big one bothering the little one. It's possibly because he wants to get his parents' attention. He does it not because he sees that if he bugs them enough times, then the parents will tell him to compromise. There's all kinds of reasons, and this triangle works. And the parent and two brothers, they're always pulling the strings. Is there a way to prevent it? Is there a way to work with it properly? What happens if we see that in our family There's a process that every second you hear in the air, Mommy is doing it again, Daddy is doing it again. How do we do it as parents? We need to forget the word communication. So what do we need to use instead? Communication starts from not having communication. So first of all, it's not lack of communication. It's also not what we think. Lack of communication is disconnection. Disconnection starts from physical disconnection. That we don't belong to each other, that we don't touch each other, we don't see any kind of connection, even through the parents. They're each separate, as if one doesn't even feel that the other exists. First of all, we need to bring them to a state like that. I didn't get it. We need to allow each of them to feel that they don't have a brother. Why? Just like that. That's called no communication, a lack of communication. That I'm disconnected from someone, that's called a lack of connection. It's not bad connection that exists and it's bad. Let's do this first of all. Let's understand. Also, between a couple, it's the same thing. I hear it. It's one great confusion. There's no communication between us. And then they talk for the next 2 hours. What kind of communication is there? It means then we need to cut it off. We need to redefine it. Not just in words, in acts. We as parents need to allow each child to understand that they don't have a brother. How do I do it? Actually, let's say we have three kids. I relate to each one separately. I never point out one to the other. I never connect to both of them. I relate to each one of them on purpose to emphasize that I'm relating to each one separately. Like in prison, I relate to each of them separately and not one to the other. Also with love, I'm emphasizing that I'm not making connections between them. That I'm relating to you and to you separately, because their connection is through the parents. If not parents, there wouldn't be brothers. They connect through me. They came out of me. If I relate to this one separately and that one separately, there's a part of me that's relating to Jacob and a part that's relating to Esav. That I'm torn inside. I'm relating to that one like this and the other one like that. That's it. What message do the children receive? That they don't have the same father. This we need to learn. I want to emphasize that we're missing the explanation of a relationship here. In that, I'm actually giving them the beginning of the feeling, what it means to be connected to one another through one root, through Father. That each one can see me as his Father. And if it's like that, then precisely afterward, I don't want to say I'll be able to manipulate them, but I'll be able to make changes in the relations between them in accordance with how I treat them. I'm taking the reins into my hand. I am the upper one. I am their root. I am the one determining things. I am determining the connection between them. I'm talking about not simple work for the simple person. It's clear, and it's also hard to express. But actually, why am I talking about it like this? If we relate now not to this small family and brother, some little family, if we talk about the human problem that we need to connect to one another in the correct manner, then we as educators need to first and foremost show them the fact that they're disconnected or in a bad connection. That we need to bring them to a situation that their good connection is dependent on us. It's dependent on us. And then they will profit if they listen to what we say, they'll profit from what we recommend doing without feeling that the connection between them is dependent on the relationship between us, that this connection works. It has no justification to exist. Let's take an example so we'll understand practically what you're talking about, what the parent has to do. The same thing in the future. We say that we'll all connect with each other if we don't achieve the upper root of all of humanity through which we can connect. We won't find the connection between us. We won't find it. We have to find this common father. We need to find our spiritual root, this term. Let me give you the picture that I have. I'm talking about the side of the truth of the system. I get it. So now I have a picture. It's a little bit complex, that I feel that there's something connecting us. Let's say there's a circle around the table. Around the circle, there's the center, and there's the kids sitting around. Let's say four kids are sitting around. Now I imagine that one isn't connecting with the other directly. They're only connecting through the center. This is truly the nature of the relationship between them. They need to understand that any connection between them as brothers is through the father, only through the father. By the way, where's mother? The mother's not important. Through the parents, you mean? Through the parents. And if it weren't for the mother and father, the connection, there can't be any connection between them. It always has to be through the mother and father. So now I understood that there's a certain model, but now I want to understand practically. It's like the tree of life that develops in this way from Adam and Eve. You can't really see it, but from that same mother and father that we all have, from that same first couple that we all came from at the end of the day, then through them, we're going back to them, through this whole hierarchy, that's how we're connected. And it's not that there's no connection between us here, between the 7 billion here, but rather through this entire system, right up to this upper first couple. Okay, now, that helps us to understand that the connection is truly integral. It's truly global, and it's truly never between us in the same generation, between in the space between us. And if we take into account all these connections between us, where we're connected and where that we influence and they influence us back, then we'll be able to build a good connection between us as well in responsibility and love. Can I ask? If this is correct, it's correct at all the levels in the family and all of humanity throughout all generations. As a father to four children, I didn't really understand. I understood the main things, but I want to understand it more in depth. You said, first thing, I need to give each of them the feeling that they don't have a brother. Yes. Like we are now, that they're always arguing. They're in the other rooms, in the side rooms. In the worst case, they're in one room. There's no connection. Let's say I go into a hotel and they say there's no rooms. We can only give you a room for two people. There's two beds, not one bed. Two beds, but each one has but you're both in one room. Here, if you want to go into one room, I go into one room. What is the other half? Hello, we're polite. We don't touch each other. We allow each of them to be comfortable, and that's it. If there's not friendly relations, social relations, that they're closer, and family relations, we need to reach this situation first of all. This is the beginning situation. Wait, I don't understand this. I don't understand the order of the process. This situation shows that there's no connection between them. Yes, there is a connection, a bad connection. So you see, I'm confused. I don't really grasp the stages. I want to bring them to a lack of connection. There's a bad connection. And you said to me, my goal as a parent is, first of all, to bring them to feel that they don't have a brother. And now you say that they have no connection between them. How do I do it? This is the first station? Yes. So how do I do it? One has nothing to do with the other. He is not a family member. What do I say to him? Each to the other is like a stranger. Do I say that to them? I need to educate them. Educate them, mean them, give examples of relations where each one will see and feel himself in all kinds of relations toward the other. I need to teach them how to connect to the other. So of course I say it. I say it and give an example and everything. But here you said the opposite. Now the mother brings them to eat, and I'm sitting and eating, and I relate to the table, and then I'm sitting and receiving. I say thank you to the mother, as if we are in a meal, as if we're eating in the same hotel at breakfast. You came from your room, and she came from her room, and we're sitting and eating. You're the father? Yes, I'm the father, and I present these relations. They need to understand that it's not for nothing that they're arguing with each other. They don't have any other form. I want to give them a few examples. Of course. They need to know how to behave. That there's forms like this of behavior and relations like this. Why is this worth it? And why I can behave like this. And not precisely with my brother in the room, but. So the stage one, you're disconnecting from a situation of a bad connection. It doesn't matter what there was. First of all, disconnection. That's stage one. And you express it, a disconnection. You express it as a parent that's leading and who understands this process. We're treating you like a mother, father, one unit. It's parents that are already in the integral education. No, they're really being educated, not little kids. They're 8 or 9, not kids that don't understand. So tell me what age it's relevant from. At least 8 or 9 and upward. if I have one that's above and one that's below, I don't know. So let's say from eight and upward. Let's understand the principle and then we'll define it. Let's go with it. Let's say they're both 10 years old. You can really show them all the forms. So the first stage, disconnection. So what, you, let's say I'm also in your place as a father, in our house, I treat them like strangers. You're the father, yes, both of them. Nice, I'm polite to them when we sit and eat, and mother as well. As if each is a single son, as if we're running a hotel and they came to have breakfast, like a little small hostel. Then there's a table and we're sitting around the table, even with the owners of the hotel, and we're eating breakfast. This is how you relate to them. They seek coldness. We should demonstrate coldness? Yes, of course. Not that I'm doing it precisely to be, but we're in the same roles. We're dressing as the owners of this hotel. Yes, that's our character. And they're separate from us, and each one has nothing to do with the other. We don't talk to two. We don't relate to two. We relate to each one separately. Can the parents be in contact between them? Yes, they're the service of the hotel. Yes. So like I was in a hotel at your age and Nitsa sitting at the next table, there's no connection. But how do I express it? Because here truly, it's a good example. We're at one table. We're in the same kitchen. I'll give you food. You're guest number one. She's guest number two. What do you want? What do you want? Etc. And you relate to each one separately. You never talk about two. It has nothing to do with two. Nothing. There's no connection between you. In a very, very separate way. They won't be in shock. We put ice between them, like a wall between them in these relations. They won't even understand what's happening. That's what I'm asking. They won't be in shock. No, we're being polite to one and polite to the other, not with love, but in a, we're holding back to each and the other. Of course they're in shock. Of course, so what? Okay, but that's the desired result. Yes, it's natural. What's next? And this is how we're continuing. For how long? We'll see according to the response. The response that should be that both of them feel, that really feel, not through explanations or anything, but by the way relate to them, they feel themselves, first of all, that something's happening between them toward us. Afterward, first of all, what happened with our parents? What happened? That something changed. They're starting to, again, look for the previous situation and all that stuff. That's first. And the second thing, until we until we plant among them the separation, until we really invite the separation by relating to each one separately, they'll begin to feel that they are not connected. How will you identify it as a parent? By the fact that the relation is cooling off between them, less fighting, less hitting, less bugging each other. There might even be a stage where they get close to each other because they're missing warmth from us. They're missing attention from us. So they start like two little puppies that the mummy went. They keep each other warm. But this is how we relate to them, that in our eyes, there's no connection between them. That's it. So for sure, they're going to try to use the previous techniques. Mommy, say something to him. He did this. What is the mother doing in that situation? She doesn't respond. She doesn't react. She's not even paying attention to anything that's happening there. Nothing. To the extent that I disconnect the connection between them, I have to cool off my connection to them as well. Now, the goal of this phase is to bring about the correct connection, the good connection. If the good connection is that we don't talk at all, then we won't talk. If the correct connection is that we are polite, then we'll be polite to one another. If the good connection can be in that we're hugging, then we'll hug. But it has to be a good connection. The extent of the good connection will define. That's already the second stage, yes. So the first stage was disconnection. The second stage is building the good connection. That's the second stage. And if it's not good, then we're not going for it. There's no such thing. So who builds the good connection? It looks like it's happening between the kids. And to the extent that it happens between the kids, then we're also capable. We're also prepared to be ready to join it. I don't get it. The kids begin it. They do. Then I don't have to make this border between stage one and stage two. I cool off, cool off, cool off. You're not cooling off. You're disconnecting the bad connection. You disconnected the bad connection until they begin to feel that it's worth it for them to be in a good connection on their own. And then they connect themselves in a good way. And to the extent that it's correct, I join this good connection, and I will always be the other. What do you mean you're joining it? What do you mean to the extent that it's? It means when souls connect, they invite a connect between them to the upper mother and father. How do you measure it? To the extent that it's correct, I join the good connection because they awaken me in the love between them. Until there won't be love between them, the connection between them, they won't be able to awaken me. I'm not feeding off one or the other. I'm feeding off the connection between them. What? Me as a father, the father in the sky. What? I don't understand. The principle. No, this I didn't understand. There's nowhere to escape. I'm not feeding off either of them, either of the brothers. I'm feeding off the love of brothers. It's not from each of them separately, only from their togetherness that they're reaching love, and from their love, they're awakening me as Father, and then I'm relating to them, not to each one of them separately, but to the connection between them. And through the connection between them, they receive attention from me. Through, let's say, the middle of the group. It doesn't matter what you call it. Now, if during the connection phase, let's say we decided now, let's say there was an argument, and we decided now as parents to activate this issue of lack of connection. I don't announce anything. I just decide. I saw an argument, and now I'm going to do it. Now we're going to do the disconnection process. So it means I start acting toward each individual. Yeah, not even. Start relating to them. You've had enough up to here. You relate just to the father. And the kids, you don't relate to them at all, except basic things. A clean shirt, give them basic services, and nothing beyond that. You mean warmth and attention? Yes, because warmth and attention, it wanted to be dependent on the relation, on the warmth and relations between them. Your relation to them has to be suited to how they treat one another. So now when I'm trying to think, the moment you you really disconnect the relation. They have nothing to fight over about getting attention because neither of them are getting attention. The argument is somehow always about getting attention from the parent, and you disconnected that. So no one's getting attention, so there's nothing to actually fight about. When you said you start relating to the kids and you'd only relate to the father, so she needs to emphasize the gap between her and the that it's no longer warm. Yes, formally. And on the other side, she needs to show the opposite to her husband, that she keeps treating him with warmth. Does it need to be emphasized? No, no. Don't overdo it. No, in a natural manner, like it was before. Not to emphasize it. Now, hang on a second, I want to ask something. But the mother and father always need to show the kids that they're in a zivug, that they're in this mutual connection, feeling between them like one, even in this process, yes, always, that they're working in agreement. They always agree on what's happening here in the house. There's no arguments. There's agreement as one body, to make a long story short. If the father suddenly starts, they need to decide between them that they're getting into the process. So we have two stages. Stage one is disconnection from our side as parents. Stage two is building the good connection. If I understand, it's not even something active from my side. As someone viewing things from the side, as parents, we're only looking after the disconnection. And building the good connection has to come from them, from the kids themselves. Then you gave me a sentence, which is the condition. And then we're looking from the side. And to the extent that the connection between them is good, we join it. You gave a condition like that. That's the active thing that we do in stage two, joining the connection that they made. They also need to awaken the kids. Excuse me. The kids need to awaken in the connection between them. Also, some kind of invitation toward us, a raising man. It has to be from them to us, to mommy and daddy. They want, through the connection between them, to awaken the connection to us, and they want a good attitude from us to them, and not in a formal manner. It's as my side as a parent, when I look at a chain reaction, how they react, what does that mean? That according to how it's correct, you react as a parent. You wait till it's going in the correct direction. What are the signs that it's in a good direction, that I really feel it from them, that they want to show that they're good kids, that they have a good connection between them, and through the connection between them, they're turning to us, to the parents. Only through the connection. I don't receive each one separately. Each one separately for me is a client in the hotel. Now let's say, isn't it opposite to what you said at the beginning? At the beginning you said my goal is to allow them to feel that they don't have a brother. Each is a unit by themselves, isolated. Each comes to the hotel. That's stage one, right? It's like you're putting a wall between them. Unit one, unit two, unit three. I don't say anything, but I start to relate to each of them in this manner. Okay, you isolated each one in the way I relate to them. I actually disconnected my connection to them. I'm supplying them with basic things, basic necessities for their existence. Like we exist in this world, nothing from the upper world. Nothing. Only to the extent that you connect properly. So what you did in this initial stage is the opposite of what you expect from them, of course. So you're driving them nuts. Do I have any choice? This is called education. So I want to understand in order to implement it. First of all, you isolate them. You put walls between them. Let's say there's three of them. It's not that I'm putting walls between them. I said it like that for you to understand. I simply show them how I relate to them about their behavior. This is how I relate to them, that I don't want to be connected to them as a father to kids that behave like that. For me, they're not my kids in that situation. You want to be my kids? You need to be as brothers, as one body. So here's exactly my question. Only to the extent that you're connected, you're my sons. To the extent that you're separated, you are foreign to me. So why did you first go on making the separation greater? Hello, here's your breakfast, sir. Here's your breakfast, madam. And separate. What choice do I have? Okay, fine. I'm trying to understand the rationale. How does education start? This is how I understand. You start from isolating them. Isolate them because they're each in their evil inclination. And this is how we're born, it's clear. And I need them to first of all understand their nature, that they need to connect properly above their nature. So you're putting them each into their own corner so that they'll come together, so that they'll understand that if they want to have a connection with me, they have to have a good connection between them. Their nature will not allow them to connect ever correctly. But the fact that they will have to be in connection with me, this will obligate them to be above their nature and to connect still between them in a good way. Doesn't it remind you something of ours? It's possible, but I'm not focused on that at the moment. I'm trying to understand what I need to do as a parent. So actually, if I understand, I'm creating with some understanding that from my perspective, my kids, they come to me as some kind of together. If they're together and they have good relations, from my point, those are my kids. If they're separate and they want to bug or kill is the other brother, from my perspective, disconnection. That's what I'm doing. Now, the rationale behind it is that a child who feels disconnected naturally starts to look how to connect. He doesn't really want to be cut off. Even when he bugged his brother, he didn't really want to be disconnected. He wants to win something. So actually, it feels as if you took all the air out of the tires. I have no reason to fight because you're not going to get any. He feels now that he has no support. So he starts to awaken the support in his brother, like two little puppies that the mother deserted them. So I'm actually awakening them to a good connection, but in an indirect way. By the way, what you said now, it's interesting. I really met friends who their parents had a bad connection between us, and then what happened? The kids really connected well to protect one another. Yes, it's clear. This is what they do to protect themselves. So here we're creating a situation like that. And now at which stage? But they themselves are looking for the good connection between them. And that's it. That's what we're achieving. What else? Through suffering from above. We need to understand. We start understanding, and from lack of choice, we start understanding the right way. So who's educating who? Are we really educating them? No. By giving them this attitude from afar, and we always have to measure it properly, how we relate to them, by us always being in a situation that we don't allow them to get away from this condition, that the extent of the relation between them gives them the relation between us. Good, it's good. Bad, it's bad. And then it turns out that they reach what's called revealed. You want to be in contact with mommy and daddy? Great, but only if you have a good connection between you. And then they instinctively take the key out for a good mutual relationship between them. Okay, time is up for this discussion. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza Mazuz. Thank you for being with us. You want good relations? Let's be in touch. All the best. New life.